From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.
And let's get right to the ongoing migrant crisis in Hungary. This morning, the 3,000 or so refugees who were stranded at the main train station in Budapest after they were denied passage out of Hungary rushed onto trains when the station seemed to open. But in a couple of cases, American TV reporters got on the trains as well, and those trains were stopped, the migrants put on buses. So what else is happening? Matt Bradley of the Wall Street Journal was at the Budapest station today. Matt, what did you see this morning?
Well, basically, shortly after 8 a.m., probably around 8:30, the police simply walked away from the positions that they were holding in front of the train station, which was preventing the migrants from entering the station proper. So once they walked away around 8:30, word spread among the refugees who were camped out in the concourse underneath the train station and in front of the train station, and that set off something of a melee where hundreds and maybe even 1,000 refugees streamed into the station and then jumped aboard a train that was idling and waiting on one of the tracks. Now, part of the problem is that this train had German writing written on the side of it. Many of the migrants believe that this was a German train, a German-bound train. And, of course, for the last several days that migrants have been camped out in front of the Kelleti train station, they've been demanding to go to Germany. And shortly at around maybe 11 a.m., the train took off. And many of these refugees who had no idea where they were going or believed that they were headed to Germany or to Austria, in fact, were headed to a refugee camp about 40 kilometers to the northwest of Budapest.
Some of them didn't get on the train because they suspected it was going to camps. And we should say what we've been saying for days. These migrants had purchased tickets to go through to Germany, but Hungary stopped the trains after Austria, which is between the two countries, complained about migrants traveling through. The broader debates are how much can countries help? Germany is taking them in for asylum, but asking other EU countries to do the same. Many are balking, saying that Germany's only encouraging this wave. Why do you think the officials in Hungary walked away and the train started moving?
Well, it sounds as though they were kind of hoodwinking the refugees into getting them onto the train peacefully. They seemed to kind of, it was something of a double cross by the Hungarian officials, who essentially gave no information to the refugees except to announce over the loudspeakers that there was to be no international train service from Kelleti station that day. So while the migrants might have realized that there was not going to be any international train service, they also thought that they were heading towards the Austrian border. And it turned out that they were, in fact, headed only 40 kilometers west of the city to a refugee camp that has already been filled with many refugees.
Well, meanwhile, we're wondering, Matt, how much did the stunning photo that went viral in a British newspaper of a toddler drowned and washed up on a beach in Turkey, how much did that, and the fact that it was leaked that Hungarian officials told state TV not to show pictures of children because they'd provoke sympathy, how much did that maybe affect their move to get this community of thousands of migrants out of this station where they've been, you know, focused on by cameras from around the world?
Well, the whole thing has been a PR disaster for the Hungarian officials ever since the whole crisis started. So they were certainly desperate to try to move these people out of the train station, out of central Budapest, into camps outside of the city. This, of course, would mean that journalists would no longer have access to the migrants. And that's because the authorities there won't allow them. When I spoke with railway officials at the train station Kelleti in central Budapest shortly after the train left, they were very reticent to tell me any information about the destination of the train. And when I finally told them that I was a journalist and that I wasn't purchasing any tickets, they became pretty angry.
Well, but Matt, you're there on the ground. Help us understand, what could Hungarian officials have done? Austria is berating them for putting migrants on trains and just sending them off. What could they have done with 3,000 migrants in a train station?
Well, certainly deceiving them was not something that they should have done. However, at the same time, Hungary is in a very difficult bind. This is a country that, while it's European, it does not have all the resources of some of its more Western neighbors. It has a huge crisis that it's facing right now. And a lot of the things that have been said about Hungary have been very unfair. If you were to walk through the train station, as I've been doing for the last couple of days, you'll see a lot of very generous Hungarians who've been giving out food, entertaining children, helping with medical care, providing blankets. There's been a lot of generosity on the part of the Hungarian people. people, and the Hungarian government, of course, is in a very, very difficult bind. They simply don't have the resources to handle this kind of influx, and so when they complain about the fact that Germany and some and Austria and some of these other countries are not doing their part, it's very easy to understand why they would be in that position and why they would be angry about having to provide for so many refugees. And frankly, to take the sharp end of international criticism by, you know, having to be seen hosting these refugees in the state of squalor in downtown Budapest. It's a very difficult position for them to be in.
That's Matt Bradley of the Wall Street Journal on the events this morning at the main train station in Budapest, Hungary. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.